pounds?
8 pounds. Usually I lose about, in New Orleans, I use about 10 pounds of practice. And so I'm guessing I lost around 2 to 3 right now.
Do you like this? Some of the younger guys obviously don't know the difference, but you've been around before. Is this okay for you, the uniqueness of it, back to staying in a hotel room away from friends and family?
I do like this, but at the same time, I did enjoy going home to see my family, seeing my dogs and everything. But at the same time, you know, this is football. We're concentrating on football. There's no distractions. You know, it's just awesome being away from everybody. And it's also good that we're in a different area, so it's not the same routine. You know, it's a new season, new place, and just ready to get it.
I know it's kind of hard until you put on shoulder pads and get some sort of contact, but you probably see the rookie linebackers a lot better than we do. What can you tell us about their progression?
You know, I can say that, you know, they're all smart players. But like you said, you can't really judge how physical somebody's going to be just out running in T-shirt and shorts. But they look real good. They know their plays, and that's what we're looking at right now. And they've been getting better every day, so.
Curtis, you guys, second year in this defense. How much more second nature is it now?
Oh, it's easy now. You know, first year I was scrambling. You know, I had to, before a snap, I'm sitting there running through all the checks in my head. Now it's just, you know, second nature. It's just going off my instincts and allows me to concentrate more on what the offense is trying to do to us and, you know, allows us to play a lot faster than what we have been.
Curtis, prior to stepping foot on the field here, did you kind of get a sense of how this is just going to be a better situation because of the weather and, just, you know, talking about losing 8 pounds in the first practice last year? Was it kind of understood when you stepped out here, when you first arrived here? How was this different?
When we first stepped off the airplane, I was like, I may need a sweatshirt. I mean, it was kind of cold. It had a nice little breeze. So it's just going out and being able to get all our work in is big. You know, we had to cut periods short. You know, guys, I remember one time we had 21 guys who had to get IV. So, you know, I don't think we'll be having that here. And, you know, it's just awesome to be out here in this. Got some nice breeze right now. Usually you guys are drenched in sweat, and you guys aren't even sweating. So I guess it's all right.
So, Curtis, when you look at what you've accomplished in the NFL, whether the Falcons or the Saints, do you set a goal, a certain number, or just because it seems like that you can count on Curtis Falvin's going to have at least 120 tackles or more? Is that, you know, you look at London Fletcher retiring after all those years, kind of very similar, that you knew he was going to have plus 120 tackles. That's something you pride yourself in, to have those kind of numbers?
Yeah, I definitely pride myself in getting tackles, stopping the ball, and making plays. But overall, I just want to be a guy that puts my team in the best situation for other guys to succeed. And when my number is called, making the play. And sometimes, you know, making the play I shouldn't make. And just always out there and never missing a play. That's what I really pride myself on. And just, you know, I love football.
Seems like the big guys up front can be a disruptive force towards the quarterback. How can they help the linebacking core in the secondary?
Oh, I mean, when you got a front four that can get after the passer, you know, you don't have to worry about us covering as long. They can't run the deep routes. And so when you got Junior, Cam, Bunk, Akeem, I mean, I can name all our D linemen because all of them are special and bring something to the table. It just makes my job a lot easier. It makes it, I don't really have to do too much, you know? So I appreciate that.